Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present The Intriguers by Donald Hamilton. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. 1. The morning I got shot at, down there in Mexico, I'd been out fishing in the high-powered little boat Mac had lent me, along with a trailer to carry it and a station wagon to pull it. Generosity with government equipment is not my superior's outstanding characteristic, but he'd explained that the outfit had been assembled by another agent for a job which was now completed. As a reward for years of faithful service and for taking a bat crack on the head in the course of a recent assignment, he put it differently, but that was the general idea, he was willing to let me take the rig on leave with me, since I'd be needing a fishing boat where I was going. When I brought it back, in good condition, of course, it would be sold for whatever it would bring. Unfortunately, our departmental budget doesn't cover the maintenance of yachts, even 15-foot ones. That morning, I'd been fishing at an offshore island an hour's run, some 24 miles at my relatively cautious cruising speed, from where I was staying in the little resort village of Bahia San Carlos, just outside Guaymas, a good-sized port on the mainland side of the Gulf of California. I've had to learn a little about boats and oceans in the line of business, but I'm still a landlubber at heart, and from a small boat, 24 miles of open water looks like a lot of water to me, even when it's calm. When it starts getting rough, I want no part of it. So when the wind began to pick up gustily around 10 o'clock, I aborted my day's fishing plans and got out of there in a hurry, leaving the big boats and the real sailors to cope with the waves and the weather without me. It was a hell of a frustrating way, I reflected, to end what had been a hell of a frustrating vacation. Of course, in a sense, it had actually ended a day earlier when the girl had got really mad at last and walked out on me. Never mind her name. She doesn't figure in this, honest. She was just a girl I'd met on a job a few months earlier. It had been a rough and nasty business, and we'd both wound up in the same hospital. One thing had led to another, as it often does, and we'd agreed to do our convalescing together down in sunny Mexico. Since I'd been more or less responsible for her getting hurt in the first place, I'd been pleased and flattered by her forgiveness. At least it had seemed flattering at the time. What I hadn't realized was that, having had lots of time to think things over in that hospital bed, to think me over, she'd come to the remarkable conclusion that, in spite of my reprehensible profession, I was really a sweet and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?